Live from NPR News, I'm Nora Rahm. The FBI is screening all 25,000 National Guard troops coming to Washington for the inauguration this week. Defense Department officials raise concerns there may be an insider attack or other threat from service members assigned to protect Joe Biden and other officials. Some of the rioters who stormed the U.S. Capitol on January 6th had military ties. A rehearsal for the inauguration will take place today, 2 days ahead of the main event. NPR's Barbara Sprunt reports.
The rehearsal was postponed a day as security teams were locking down the Capitol grounds ahead of the inauguration, which comes 2 weeks after the Capitol was ransacked by a pro-Trump mob. Speaking to ABC's This Week, incoming White House Communications Director Kate Bedingfield said she expects the ceremony to move forward.
I think that will send an incredibly important visual image to the world about the resilience of American democracy. And so our plan and our expectation is that President-elect Biden will put his hand on the Bible with his family outside on the west side of the Capitol on the 20th.
The event will have the largest security presence of any inauguration in U.S. history. Barbara Sprunt, NPR News, Washington.
Heavily fortified state houses around the country saw small and largely peaceful protests yesterday, despite widespread fears of violence. In Florida, journalists and law enforcement were the main occupants of the state's Capitol complex. Lynn Hatter from member station WFSU has more.
Tallahassee Mayor John Daly says he's pleased no one showed up to the Capitol, but that local agencies will remain on alert during the upcoming week as the country swears in a new president. He says the city will respond should any protests turn violent.
My message to anybody that wants to come to Tallahassee for violent reasons, destruction of property, stay home.
Daly called on Governor Ron DeSantis to activate the National Guard, and DeSantis did so Friday. That was after the FBI arrested a self-proclaimed anarchist who threatened to kidnap protesters who showed up to the Capitol Sunday as part of planned rallies for outgoing President Donald Trump. For NPR News, I'm Lynn Hatter in Tallahassee.
Ron Klain, the incoming White House chief of staff, warns in the first 5 weeks of the Biden administration, there could be another 100,000 deaths from COVID-19.
The virus is going to get worse before it gets better. I certainly expect we will hit 500,000 deaths sometime in the month of February. People who are contracting the virus today will start to get sick next month. We'll add to the death toll in late February, even March.
Klain was interviewed on CNN's State of the Union. He says even with vaccines now being distributed, it's going to take a while to turn the pandemic around. The average daily death toll in the U.S. is now more than 3,000. You're listening to NPR News. Rescue workers in Indonesia are still searching for people who may be trapped in rubble after last week's earthquake. Officials say the death toll has risen to at least 81. They warn it may go higher. The magnitude 6.2 quake struck Sulawesi Island Friday night. It displaced tens of thousands of survivors. Aid workers are struggling to provide food, water, and medical supplies. NASA is investigating what went wrong after a rocket test for its shuttle replacement ended Saturday with a premature and unexpected shutdown. NPR's Matthew Schwartz reports.
We did get an MCF on engine 4.
NASA's test didn't go as planned Saturday, engineers noting a major component failure on engine 4.
And we got to shut down.
The four engines shut down automatically after just 67 seconds, far short of the 8 minutes NASA was planning for the test. That's how long it will take to generate the thrust needed to send a rocket to space. Scientists aren't yet sure what caused the early shutdown, but they plan to analyze and regroup. It's all part of the long-delayed Space Launch System, which NASA hopes will eventually take humans back to the moon and beyond. Matthew Schwartz, NPR News, Washington.
Billionaire Richard Branson's space demonstration did go well yesterday. His Virgin Orbit reached space after being released from a Boeing 747 off the coast of Southern California. The first attempt failed 8 months ago. It's carrying small satellites for NASA. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News.